From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Bayer has agreed to sell significant parts of its seed and non-selective herbicide business to BASF for nearly $7 billion, part of Bayer's plan to divest the assets as it prepares to acquire Monsanto. According to AgriPulse, the sale is a key part of Bayer's gaining regulatory approval for its acquisition of Monsanto. A BASF spokesman says the assets to be acquired include Bayer's global glufosinate ammonium non-selective herbicide business, as well as its seed businesses for key row crops in selected markets. The House Natural Resources Committee cleared a measure to curb the use of the Antiquities Act to designate national monuments on a party-line vote. The committee passed the National Monument Creation and Protection Act by a 23-17 vote. Among other things, Committee Chair Rob Bishop of Utah says the bill would require additional transparency and public input from affected communities, as well as set restrictions on differing sizes of national monument designations. Use of the Antiquities Act has come under fire for the way it's been used by both parties. Florida was on track for its first increase in orange production in 5 years until Hurricane Irma pounded the state last month with the crop nearly ready for harvest. Successful farming reports, USDA's Ag Statistics Board says the crop could have been 75.5 million boxes based on its survey before the hurricane instead of the 54 million boxes forecast afterwards, the smallest crop since 1947.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.